Warning, listening to the devil's advocates may expose you to opposing views.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Big Monday edition. Got some new news. Tim Ramjam, still the topic of conversation. Apparently went down to Mar-a-Lago, see Donald Trump, but he's not seeking the endorsement. You know, just they're supporting a friend, Carrie Lake, sort of a crazy loon ball wannabe Arizona governor. Apparently he's just giving some capital to her, showing up at a fundraiser that she just happens to be holding at Mar-a-Lago because she's sucking up to Donald Trump for a coveted endorsement. You know, nothing better in the Republican Party than getting the alleged criminal, sex offender, former president twice impeaches endorsement, man. It's like gold, Jerry.
Highly coveted.
Well, Ramjam, you know, took some umbrage with the Democratic governor here in the state of Wisconsin, Tony Evers, fundraising off Ramjam's visit down to Mar-a-Lago. And Ramjam claims that Evers is lying in his pockets. Isn't that what he said? Something to that effect? That was the quote. It's almost like he doesn't understand the nature of campaign cash. You know, you can use other people's cash, but you can't stick it in your own pocket.
Now, who did he go down to get the endorsement for? He's under the Trump school of how campaigns work, so he may actually have that impression.
Well, you know, Trump may leave the impression that you can buy his endorsement. But anyways, here's something interesting about the aforementioned candidate Ramjam. A state lawmaker running for governor sought and received taxpayer-funded stipends for work at the state capitol on days he skipped votes on legislation to participate in political events. Why, we're talking about Rep. Tim Ramjam, Rantham, a Republican from Campbellsport. It's Tim time! Claimed two payments of $76.50. I understand that's not a huge amount of money, but it's still the taxpayer's money, and, you know, is he entitled to it? You be the judge. Here's a little bit more. Claimed two payments of $76.50 on separate days in February, money available to lawmakers to help subsidize their travel and meals while working in the state capitol. On both days, Ramjam missed his floor votes. It's almost like he didn't earn the per diem those days. On February 15, Rantham was absent from the floor session while he participated in a rally held steps away from the assembly chamber in the Capitol Rotunda that was aimed at promoting the impossible idea of decertifying the 2020 election, a key focus of his campaign for governor. So he couldn't walk from the rotunda into the assembly chambers to actually cast his votes, you know, Tim Ramjam, but he still collected his per diem that day.
If I'm not mistaken, weren't they voting on or working on election stuff as well?
Well, that was a different day. Let me read on story. The following week, Ramjam left a floor session hours before it concluded to fly to Florida to attend the Conservative Political Action Conference, you know, CPAC, as he sought support for his campaign for governor. He missed votes on bills that change rules for elections and voting. So how important is it really to him to reform the election laws?
I don't know. Gableman went down there on election day instead of voting.
You know, it's all very ironic, but a little bit more about Ramjam. Rantham said payments were legitimate because he worked in the Capitol on both days, despite the missed votes. Now, I wonder if he claimed per diem the day they put up the Christmas tree last winter, and what they do that day? They sang some COVID-spreading Christmas carols. Do you think he claimed per diem that day?
Guaranteed. They had a huge party while they all filled out their per diem forms.
On February 24th, Rantham said he attended a morning caucus meeting and was on the floor for votes on 15 pieces of legislation out of a total of 18. Now, Joanna Buhlman-Doolin, research director for the liberal advocacy group A Better Wisconsin Together, criticized Ramjam for seeking the payments. Tim Rantham didn't have time to do his job, skipping out on votes in one of the very few assembly floor sessions this year. But he made sure to get paid for stopping in Madison on his way to Florida for a weekend of self-promotion. Oh, that seems pretty accurate. Rantham said Buhlman-Doolin's comments were incorrect. He did not have a reaction to the criticism Lawmakers may collect the payments known as per diem by marking themselves present in the Capitol and are not required to provide receipts or proof of work. Well, thank goodness, because he wouldn't meet that standard. Following the trip to CPAC, a number of Republican colleagues criticized Ramjam's absence. Rantham said at the time his trip to Florida's conference was booked and paid for long before assembly leaders scheduled the floor sessions. But assembly leaders set the schedule for this legislative session 2 years ago and reserved Thursday as a possible date for floor votes. So it's been on the calendar for 2 years, dude. You can't say, oh, CPAC just snuck up on me. I already had the tickets and everything. No, 2 years this legislative day has been on the calendar.
Wow.
You know, when you only work like 2 days a year, you know, you tend to spell it out on the calendar.
It's worth noting for those outside of Wisconsin that the entire legislative session has stopped before the end of the first quarter.
Well, they didn't meet for 10 months last year because it was a pandemic, and going to session would have meant, you know, perhaps advancing the cause for Wisconsin taxpayers or constituents or people with COVID or any other damn thing. But of course, they didn't meet for like 10 months, you know, but I bet they collected per diem. Bet your Rantham did a little bit more. He also said he didn't see a difference between his missed votes and lawmakers who have colleagues push their voting buttons for them when they're not physically on the floor. What's the difference between me and not being there? He said, it's a facade. It's not really talking about what's going on when the session is occurring. Well, it's a facade, you know, because I got to be at CPAC and, you know, it's just like me having someone else vote for me and collecting money and not being there. It's all the same. You don't understand, Fancy. You're not super cool like Ramjam.
Yeah, that makes no sense whatsoever.
It makes very little sense, at least to me, you know, being a layperson and not being eligible for per diem. You're not either, Fancy Brian, you know, without receipts.
On a lot of sets I am, like especially if they have me overnight or whatever, I'll get per diem when I'm on, you know, but that's part of the union gig and you kind of know what to expect and how that works. Oh, and they also, I don't know, write it down and make sure that you earn what you'd have.
Do you have to show up for work on the set day that you collect the per diem?
I do. Even if I'm not shooting.
You can't send a buddy and just say, oh, my buddy's here for me.
Oh, well, certain people, I'm assuming, you know, like Queen Latifah has her people collect her per diem for her, but I'm pretty sure that they go and get it done.
The actual work? Or,
yeah, and they know that
the
she's
collection
there.
Of
I'm
the
pretty
per
sure
diem.
They know she's there and she's doing the job.
Well, I think we would all recognize Ramjam at this late hour. He's the tall, ugly, conspiratorial fella. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates, more of your phone calls. Hell, maybe any of your phone calls. But you got to dial 844-967-2789. And who got the coveted Trump endorsement last? I'll tell you, he's got his own TV show.
I think the criticism will be dissipated as we move forward.
Where's the money, man? Where's my